Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Rossel Texas Limited Q4 and FY26 earnings call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishab Mohan Gupta, Managing Director of Rossel Texas Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Hi, good morning, everyone, to our respected shareholders, investors, analysts, customers, partners, and members of the Rossel Texas family. I am Rishab Mohan Gupta, Managing Director of Rossel Texas Limited. Joining me today are Mr. Santil Balasubramanian, Chief Executive Officer, Ms. Zeena Phillip, our Chief Operating Officer, and Mr. Jayant, our Chief Financial Officer. Thank you for joining us as we close one of the most defining and transformative years in Rossel Texas's history. On behalf of the entire leadership team, thank you for your trust and your continued belief in the Rossel Texas journey. Today, the belief stands rewarded. At the beginning of the year, we made clear commitments to our stakeholders. Standing here at the end, I can say with confidence that we delivered on every one of them. Financial year 25-26 was a year of delivery, discipline, and focused execution. We crossed our guided revenue milestone, restored profitability across programs, expanded our order book, built capacity, entered new markets, and rewarded our people. Most importantly, this performance is not a one-off. Financial year 26 marks the beginning of a structurally higher growth trajectory. The foundation built this year is designed to compound. Our financial performance in the fourth quarter was the strongest quarter in the company's history. We delivered revenues of approximately 142 crores, a 62% year-on-year increase, with profits of around 9.5 crores. For the full year, our revenue grew from 259 crores in the year 25 to 485 crores in the year 26, an increase of 87%. Profit before tax rose from 10 crores to 28 crores, while our EBITDA increased from 38 crores to 66 crores. These are not incremental gains. Revenue nearly doubles, profitability more than doubles, and EBITDA expanded sharply, even after we made significant investments in capacity, people, inventory, and new market entries. Our order book and revenue visibility is quite clear. Today, our revenue visibility is stronger than at any point in the company's history, supported by strategic agreements aggregating approximately 3,000 crores. As of date, the company's total order booking stands at around 715 crores of confirmed POs. And during the year, we received orders aggregating approximately 570 crores, further strengthening execution visibility. During the year, the company also submitted bids aggregating nearly 4,500 crores across the aerospace, defense, space, and semiconductor segments. The company secured a landmark multi-year space contract valued at approximately 400 crores, along with repeat orders from overseas defense customers, reflecting strong customer confidence. In the semiconductor segment, assured orders and onboarding of new customers provide clear growth and visibility. More bids are expected to convert into orders in the coming months, further strengthening revenue visibility. When it comes to operational highlights in aerospace and defense, our aerospace and defense programs delivered consistent on-time performance throughout the year. Seeing our performance, Boeing not only appreciated our efforts, but also agreed to level load future schedules, a powerful endorsement of the relationship and trust we had built. Businesses with these Fortune customers saw meaningful growth during the year. These are not transaction relationships. These are strategic partnerships built over years of consistent delivery and quality. We recently received a repeat order from one of the major customers in defense. In the semiconductor space, we emerged as a key growth driver in the year 26, following successful customer qualification in the second quarter. Volumes ramped up immediately, demonstrating both our manufacturing readiness and our strong customer confidence in our capabilities. This segment is now an established and growing revenue pillar for Rossel Texas, where we are building early market leadership. In addition, we are in the process of onboarding another major overseas customer, which is expected to further accelerate growth in this segment. From our space programs, we progressed decisively from qualification to volume-ready execution during the year, culminating in one of the most significant wins of the year 2026. We successfully executed the first large production batches and are well positioned to scale the segment meaningfully in the year 2027. In parallel, we are in the process of onboarding additional customers in the space segment, further strengthening our growth pipeline. One of our space customers is actively encouraging an expanded presence in the United States as well. For our U.S. subsidy RTI, we are seeing increased interest from multiple customers seeking to leverage our capabilities. We are evaluating the optimal way to strengthen Rossel Texas Inc.'s infrastructure to capitalize on this growing demand, and we view RTI as an important pillar of our global growth architecture. On the Indian market side, targeted efforts to expand our domestic presence began yielding results during the year. We secured initial orders in the Indian defense and aerospace ecosystem, modest in scale today, but strategically significant in establishing our local credentials. With our DTA license and AS9110 MRO certification now in place, we have formally unlocked the Indian market for manufacturing, repair, overall, and aftermarket services. In parallel, we have established strong domestic partnerships that provide a robust platform for scaling our India business in 27 and beyond. On the commercial aerospace side, we have also begun opening doors to the commercial aerospace segment. While we currently participate as a tier two supplier in this space, we are now positioning ourselves for a more meaningful entry into commercial aerospace programs. We would like to emphasize that this opportunity has the potential to be transformational. Once this door opens at scale, it could significantly reshape our growth outlook, business model, and long-term projections. We are approaching this opportunity with discipline and intent, ensuring that when we scale our presence, we do so with the right capabilities, the right certifications, and the right partnerships. While revenue grew sharply by 87%, inventory increased by only 45%, reflecting disciplined working capital management. Inventory coverage improved significantly from 10 months historically to 7.67 months, demonstrating enhanced capital efficiency. As our scale increases and demand planning continues to strengthen, we firmly believe and confirm that inventory coverage will reduce further in the coming years. On the capacity expansion side, to meet the growing customer demand and address urgent program requirements, we have taken a strategic decision to lease an additional facility of approximately 210,000 square feet in close proximity to our existing operations instead of constructing a new facility as previously contemplated. This decision enables us to achieve operational readiness significantly faster. The space and semiconductor programs will be migrated to the new facility, which is expected to deliver revenue levels comparable to our existing facility. This transition allows us to optimize utilization across both facilities while maintaining focus, efficiency, and scalability. This significant move ensures that capacity will not be a constraint on growth. It enables us to respond swiftly to customer needs and positions the company to sustain rapid expansion without compromising financial discipline or execution excellence. Our financial position remains stable and it is supported by a diverse multi-banking framework. During the fourth quarter, we secured additional working capital facilities to meet execution requirements for the current year. In parallel, the company is actively pursuing the fundraising initiatives for strengthening the balance sheet to support the next phase of accelerated global scale-up. These initiatives are being undertaken with priority and precision, aligned with the company's accelerated growth plans and commitment to financial discipline. On the people side, the people are the foundation of every result we have reported today. The workforce growth from 680 to nearly 1,200 in 2 years is not just a number, it is a reflection of the organization we are building. We have continued to invest in training, upskilling, and certification, including the use of virtual reality-based training technologies. A strong, capable, and motivated workforce is the engine of our next phase of growth. And critically, this year's extraordinary performance has been recognized and rewarded. We have implemented employee increments and performance bonuses. Our people created the value. They deserve to share in it. This is a principle, not a policy. Improved earnings, stronger fundamentals, and a clear visible growth trajectory from the foundation of sustainable long-term shareholder value. During the year, we have delivered meaningful value creation, reflecting the execution of our strategy. In line with our commitment to balancing growth investments with shareholders' returns, we are pleased to announce a dividend distribution. The appreciation in Rosell Texas' share price reflects the market's increasing recognition of the fundamental transformation underway. While this progress is encouraging, we believe that a significant part of the company's underlying potential, driven by a strong order pipeline, expanding customer base, enhanced certification, and entry into new markets, remains to be reflected over time. The value creation journey is progressing steadily, with important milestones still ahead. To conclude, over the past years, we have not only delivered improved financial performance, we have built a strong foundation for sustainable wealth creation. This progress has been driven by disciplined execution, scalable growth initiatives, and increasing long-term visibility achieved within a single financial year. This value creation is not episodic. It's structured, repeatable, and designed to compound over time. We believe this is the right time for the company and for our long-term stakeholders to build on this momentum and advance to the next phase of growth. We would like to assure our shareholders that this journey is driven by our ability to convert opportunities into performance and performance into enduring value. This progress is underpinned by a strong invisible order pipeline, the continued trust of global customers, and the unwavering commitment of our nearly 1,200 colleagues who contribute every day with dedication and pride. The foundation is in place, the direction is clear, and the opportunity ahead is significant. We believe the company is entering a phase of sustained progress, making this meaningful stage of Rosell Texas' journey. Thank you for your trust, confidence, and continued belief in Rosell Texas. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Yogansh Deswani from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Susan, congratulations on a good scale-up that we have seen in the top line. Just one question on the margin front. Margins have been sequentially weaker and impact lower than what we have been aiming for and guiding for. So any specific reasons for the same, if you can highlight, please?
Yeah, so see, basically, Rosell is investing a lot for the future, whether it's on people, whether it's on infrastructure, whether it's on training. We've also got a lot of new customers with a lot of new contracts where a lot of qualification is going on. A lot of energy and efforts are being spent on those qualifications, which doesn't necessarily yield in revenue this year. But in the following years to come, all these qualifications will result in repeat orders, making our profitability much higher moving forward. So that's one of the prime reasons.
Right. So going forward in FY27, do you feel our margins can increase substantially? And also, if you could just broadly share a guidance in terms of what FY27 revenue would look like, and if you can also break it up in terms of the new segments, how they will contribute, the semiconductor and your space. And also, if MRO will start in FY27 or is it for a later period?
Yeah, sure. So if you look at it from a revenue perspective, I can't be very specific, but you saw the scale that we had last year, and we're targeting the same kind of growth this year as well on our revenue moving forward. The breakup and the split up of revenue, I would say, is 50% aerospace and defense and 50% non-aerospace and defense for the year 26-27. We got all our MRO licenses and we started a lot of marketing activities with all our different customers globally and in India. So hopefully we should see some traction in that in the short to medium term. I hope I answered all the questions. Yeah, margins definitely will get better moving forward. I've always said that the margins will be between 17% to 22%. We are definitely going to show increased margin this financial year with a lot of efficiencies and the scale we're looking at. So yes, our margins will get better this year for sure.
Is it semiconductor and is typically a high volume, low margin business? With that scaling up, do you still feel that your blended margin will continue to be 17% to 20%?
Yes, the margins in the current competency that we do, whether it's for defense or non-defense, will be in the range of 17% to 22%. Yes, definitely for our non-aerospace and defense customers, we're doing a lot of automation, which also increases our bottom line and our profitability.
Got it. If I can squeeze in one more question.
Sure.
Thanks. On your balance sheet side, if you see the debt has been increasing, and in your opening remarks, you did touch upon that you're looking for some fundraise. So if you could just broadly share your thought process, how going forward we'll manage our balance sheet and the specifically the debt side, because again, FY27, the growth that we are anticipating is very high, right? So again, we need a lot of working capital because our business is such wherein a lot of inventory goes in and, you know, a lot of money will be required. So how are we looking at it and how do we plan to manage the debt and the pressure of it?
See, the idea definitely is to reduce our inventory levels moving forward. I didn't mention that as a company, we were running on a 10-month inventory, which we've been able to get down to 7.6. The idea is to keep reducing that moving forward and eventually be a 4-month inventory company. So a lot of energies and efforts are being made towards that, and we're already seeing improvements coming in that area. We're also looking at a fundraise. The idea for the fundraise is primarily to for Rossel to, you know, to for growth enablement infrastructure. It's going to be growth enablement infrastructure that we're seeing moving forward. There's a lot of potential that we've seen with a lot of our customers. And we are proactively strengthening our balance sheet to support the next phase of accelerated global scale-up. That's the fundamental idea of doing this QIP. So, yes, we have a lot of plans in mind to raise capital and also to improve our inventory levels moving forward, which will obviously make our balance sheet much stronger for all the different customers we work with moving forward.
Got it, sir. I have more questions, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rahil Dasani from Apple. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, I'm audible.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, good morning, and first of all, thank you for this opportunity. So just wanted to understand how much of the loss-making Boeing order was executed in Q4 and how much is left to be executed in FY27?
I can tell you that we did approximately 75 crores this year on that program, and we're left with another 70 for this financial year.
And that will be throughout the year or maybe we get it in the first half?
It will be high in the first two quarters and then low in the next two.
Got it. And if the same thing, if you can share for the space and semicon execution in Q4 and plan for FY27?
Yeah, so for both the space and the semiconductor this year, we're looking at a significant growth. We're looking at close to a 300 to 400% growth on our revenue from the previous year. For both semiconductors and space.
Got it. And since in our introduction you spoke about the entry into the commercial that we are seeing right now, so by when can we expect our first large commercial aircraft order and execution?
So the companies we're talking to are building a strategy for India. They made a decision that they want to create a supply base in India. Rossel has been shortlisted as one of the suppliers they want to work with. So still early stages, but we're hoping that we shall get some RFPs by the second quarter of this financial year. So we should be getting some RFPs and requirements and opportunities by the second quarter of this financial year.
Got it. But is this a starter order or will it be significant from the first level itself?
See, when you're looking at commercial orders, they're all much larger in scale. You know, they're not going to be small size orders. Yes, maybe the first year the revenue would be much smaller, but then the scale in the second, third, fourth, and fifth year will be much, much larger moving forward. But the order sizes are much larger than the defense or the space or the semiconductors that we're dealing with today.
Got it. That is very good to hear, sir. And if you can also share what are the plans in the MRO part, are we looking for any acquisition or will we develop the capabilities and do everything from scratch here?
See, we've already got the license. We have a lot of relationship with existing customers that we're in dialogue with. We're partnering with not only foreigners, but foreign companies, but Indian companies as well. So it's something that we're working on. Santil is taking lead on this, and we're pretty confident that this should bring us a lot more value to our customers and obviously increase our profit margin significantly moving forward. A lot of potential, not only in MRO and the existing fields we are in, but Rossel also has a plan to grab a lot more content share on the existing platforms we are on today, so we can increase our revenue 3 to 5 times on the existing platforms that we are on.
Got it. Very clear. And just one last question from my side. We had earlier announced a large strategic contract from Boeing for a new platform of theirs. So what has been the status of the same and when do we expect this to commercialize?
I think deliveries have started. I don't want to say something wrong. Either Santil or Zina, if you can take this up, but I think deliveries have started and I think the program ramp up is going to happen sometime in the third quarter of this financial year and then it will be consistently growing for the next 5 to 7 years.
Okay, and you don't think that you can share the quantum for the same?
We announced the award wins when we got them, I think, a couple of years ago. I think you're referring to the T7 program, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have strategic agreements of close to $200 million on the T7 already, $200 million.
Got it, and you said this will be ramping up from Q2.
I think so, if I'm not mistaken. I leave that for Santil or Zina to answer when the production ramp-up is expected for that program.
Yes, the orders have been received. We have started. Go ahead, Zina.
Your voice is not clear.
Yeah, I'm Zina. It will ramp up from later part of this year.
Later part of this year. Got it, yeah. That would be all from my side. I have a few more. I'll join back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Hriday Choksi from Indus Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations on a good scale up. So my first request to you would be is if, you know, I think the company is scaling really well and to do justice to understand the story even deeper, would urge you all to consider doing some in-person analyst meet so that everyone can really spend some more time with you all and understand the story even better.
Sure, well noted. We can look into this for sure.
So secondly, I missed the opening remark. So I just had a question. So I understand we've had a good revenue scale up. We have a visible order book and we've had a slight miss on the margins. But if I take a 3 to 4 year lens, so where do you see Rossel Texas as a company in 2030? And how should one envision the future of the company?
See, I mean, I'll talk to you first about, you know, the whole macro picture that we're looking at. I mean, if you look at it globally, what's happening, aerospace commercial production is ramping up. Defense spend is increasing significantly. Countries are increasing their GDP spend on defense. There's rapid space ecosystem growth happening. Semiconductor equipment expansion is happening globally, and companies have decided to create a supply base in India. China diversification is happening, so a lot of companies are looking at coming to India. There are a lot of supply chain resilience requirements. So there's a big demand for trusted manufacturing partners, and Rossel is very well positioned for that. We are a high reliability manufacturing company. We're interconnect systems. There's a lot of requirement for the current competencies that we're in today. And like I said earlier, the idea is to strengthen our balance sheet and be able to grow and to the needs of our different customers. Today we do X amount of an aircraft. The idea is definitely in phase two, which is two and a half years from now, for us to be able to deliver a lot more product and a lot more content on the existing platforms that we're in. So we're also looking at moving up the value chain 2 years down the line, where we can multiply our revenue per platform significantly. So we are positioning ourselves for the growth we see coming our way, and that's why one of the reasons of taking another 210,000 square feet of space next to us was to meet the growing demand of all our customers. So if you look at it, Rossel has the reputation. We have the global customers. We've shown strong growth. We have secular tailwinds. We have a visible, scalable business model. There are significant qualification barriers for anyone to get into the different activities we're in today. And that's why today Rossel is just getting set for this increase in demand. And like I'm saying, the growth that we're even seeing this year will be similar to the growth we had last year. So we are preparing ourselves to be able to deliver the right, at the right quality, at the right price. And that's one of the reasons we're looking at a QIP as well this year. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, that's helpful. So just a follow-up here. So currently we're largely doing work related to e-waste, and that would fall within the avionics realm, right? So just
electronics, yes. You can say the electronics realm, yeah.
It's within avionics, right? In any sort of plane or fighter jet or whatever. So just to going forward, are we also, when you keep saying we have further opportunities to move up the value chain, are you talking about maybe getting into aero engine parts, maybe aero structures and different parts that we can get into? I can put it,
we're looking at getting into electromechanical integrated systems and assemblies.
Understood. That's the next step. So today I understand you've given a certain level of EBITDA guidance. So just to understand, 2 years out, once maybe the QIP is done, money is coming, CAPEX is done, our MRO division has been set up, commercial aviation has been an uptick. What do you see as a margin profile for the company 2 years from today, which would be
two years down the line, we'll still be focusing on our current competencies where we're going to be scaling our current competencies. So I said, in our current competencies, we're looking at anywhere from 17 to 22%. Obviously, on the MRO side, the profit margin goes much higher because it's services that you're providing. And when we go to our phase 2 expansion, which I mentioned about electromechanical integrated systems and assemblies, then our profit margin from 17 to 21 can go anywhere from 21 to 30%. You know, so that's the kind of scale we're looking at. Right now, all focus is for operational excellence. We want to dominate wire harness scaling for the next 2 years at least. We're focusing on a lot of commercial work. We're focusing on our semiconductor growth. We're focusing on our operational maturity, our systems, our margin protections, infrastructure scaling, and our MRO foundation. So the focus for the next 2 years is these things I just mentioned. And then the idea is to look at phase 2 sometime in the year 28, 29.
Noted, sir. So just a quick question on the MRO bit. So right now, majority of India's fleet usually goes out to get service, and this is a good opportunity for us. So what is the sort of TAM you are envisioning here? That what do you think is the total? What are the numbers you think we can generate from this business?
That's a tricky question to answer, but why don't I leave this question for Santil, if you don't mind taking this up, because you're heading the MRO and that's your baby.
Sure. Good morning, everyone. This is Santil. I'm the CEO for Rossel. Like Rishabh mentioned, you know, we have the license and we are now talking to all our existing customers and, you know, organic and inorganic growth, existing customers and also external customers, saying that we do have a capability and we are generating a lot of, I guess, interest from our customers. And so this is, you know, the foundation, right, where we are talking to our customers and things like that. To put a number, you know, might be tricky. Like Rishabh said, it's something we are working on, but we do see great potential partnering with, you know, other service providers and also with our existing customers, even, you know, from the U.S., there is a lot of interest with our existing customers. So I'm talking strategy, but to put a number is, you know, we'll work through to see, you know, how well we're able to ramp up in a very short period of time.
That's helpful. Thank you so much for answering all the questions. And just once again, would request you to please conduct some in-person meet so we can spend some more time together. All the best.
Thank you. We'll definitely invite, you know, a lot of our customers and interested people to come visit our factory. Because once you visit the factory, you get the wow factor. You'll definitely see all the world-class manufacturing that's happening at Rossel.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shreya Narayan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, as as you mentioned, that the growth will be according as per the last year, so it will be around 80%-90% growth. You have given the margin percentage of 16%-17%. Can you throw some light on what will be the PAT margin approximately?
Hi, sorry. I'm not sure if that question was for me, but I got disconnected and I've just joined again. So if you could please repeat that question.
Sure. So, sir, you guided that approximately we will get the same kind of growth as the last year. So the growth is approximately 87% this year. So we are expecting that we will be getting same 80%-90% of growth next year also. And you have given
growth, yes. It's similar levels, yes. Similar levels.
Yes, correct. And the profit margin, you said that it will be approximately 17%-18% or 16%-17%. But what will be the PAT margin approximately?
I think that totally depends. We see what our PAT margins are today. Definitely, there's going to be an improvement on that. And like I said, we're looking at also looking at strengthening our balance sheet. So it completely depends on when the QIP happens as well and when the fundraise happens. So it's difficult to answer that question now. But from our current levels, if it continues the same way, we will definitely see an improvement next year as well on our EBITDA, on our PBT, and our PAT. And obviously, our revenue is going up much higher than what it is.
Sure, sir. And when can we expect that our CFO will be positive?
Sorry?
When we can expect that our cash flow margin will be positive, cash flow will be positive?
Can I take that question, Rishabh?
Yeah, Jayant, please.
We are expecting a ramp-up. I think in the coming years, you should be able to see much improvisation in that.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Hemant from Anandan Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yep.
Yeah. So, sir, so last con call, you guided for achieving around 1,300 crore top line in the next 2 years. So we did somewhere around 500 crore this year. So the 800 crore, are we expecting to reach that 800 crore in the next year?
Yeah, we're looking at a very significant growth. Just like we grew last year 87%, we're looking at something similar this year.
So another question is, we actually deal with long-term contracts, right? Majority of our contracts are long-term.
In aerospace.
Is that correct?
Yes. In aerospace.
Okay. Yeah. So
Not in semiconductors and not in space.
Okay. So in that aspect, how do we try to compensate the raw material prices variation when we are doing the agreements?
It's all built in. We have back-to-back agreements. If we're signing a 5-year contract with our customers, we sign a 5-year contract with all our different suppliers. So when we're bidding, you get an RFP. You get different bids from all the different suppliers around the world. They tell us what the escalations are. If they don't, we add an escalation, and then we submit our bid. So it's kind of a back-to-back agreement in some cases that we have from our customers to our suppliers. And in some cases, you take an escalation, and you add that to your cost.
So am I trying to understand, like, are we able to pass on the prices to the customer for the existing orders also?
In some cases, yes. We've changed our contracts also recently, where we've added a few more clauses, whether it's an EPA clause, which is an equitable price adjustment clause. We've added those in our contracts. Some customers agree to it, some don't. We've also started asking for advance payments and upfront payments for long lead items or material that is single source that needs to be procured upfront to secure the material to de-risk the program. So it depends on what that material is and who the customer is. But yes, definitely in some cases we're able to get compensated from our customers, and in some cases we add that in our contracts as well.
Yeah, and one last question. What was the percentage of cost that went into our manpower last year versus this year?
Jayant, can you please answer that?
Yeah, around 15% of our revenue goes into employee cost. I've seen that in our P&L. We're looking at an improvisation in this year as we scale up too.
So this year it was 15%. How much was it last year?
15.5 in FY26. Where we're looking at good improvisation in this year in FY27.
Okay. That's all from my end. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Raj Agrawal from Niveshaay Asset Management. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the scale up. So my first question was on the semicon and space side. You know, where do these businesses get their wire harnesses today? And going forward, what kind of share of business do you think, you know, can move to India and Rossel particularly?
So it depends on the customers we're dealing with. Today, one of the customers we deal with have a big supply chain base in South Korea. And because it's such a growing market, they've decided to create a new supply base in India. So Rossel is one of the partners they've tied up with. When we're looking at it from a scale perspective, I think, the sky is the limit in this. I think we barely scratched the surface yet. Like I'm saying, this year on the semiconductor, we should be growing at 300 to 400% compared to last year. And, the growth in this can be pretty, pretty significant. I mean, it's difficult to put it in numbers, but definitely the idea, I mean, the target is we can do up to even 200 million in 3 years or 4 years from now. That's the kind of potential we see on the semiconductor side, where we can do 200 million revenue 3 to 5 years down the line.
That's great to hear, sir. Thank you. And so on this topic again, you know, currently we have one large customer in each of these categories. You alluded that one more customer in semiconductor is going to get added. So is it a new semicon company or is it a supply chain partner of basically one of our customers that we have?
No, it's a new semiconductor company. I mean, they've been in existence for years. They're one of the largest semiconductor manufacturers in the world. And we should be hopefully joining hands with them and signing a contract with them soon.
Wow, sir. On the space side, sir, there are two large, you know, space companies in US with our current facility in US getting refurbished based on one of our customer requirement. Can you start doing business with both of them? Is it a requirement to be in US for this?
Yeah, sure. We can work with whoever. There are no restrictions. We can work with any company. There's no restrictions on that.
Got it, sir. And sir, one last question. Our margins have declined. Is it because of changing mix or that was not the reason for decline in margins?
See, it's a lot of investments that Rossel is doing. Like I'm saying, we're growing significantly. The partners need to, our customers need to qualify a lot of their products. To qualify products, there's a lot of investments that are required. There's a lot of training that takes place. There's a lot of learning curve that happens, and Rossel is doing a lot of that, primarily for our new customers in the semiconductor and space category. So a lot of investments are being made in that, and we're also making a lot of investments in-house for our training and automation to get better and more efficient moving forward. So like I said, yes, definitely there are a lot of qualifications happening now, which will yield in much higher profits moving forward. So it just depends on how many qualifications Rossel does on a yearly basis. And I'm happy to say that it's increasing significantly on a yearly basis. And that's why we see a very positive outlook over the next 3 to 5 years in the competencies that we're in.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much, Manny.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, hello. Good morning. Great set of results. The commentary has been very positive. Just a few questions on the segmental split. So you said that the semicon and space is going to grow 300 to 400 times in FY27. Could you help me out with the numbers for FY26? What sort of revenues we recorded on these two segments?
I don't know if I can be so specific, but I can say approximately 20% of our revenue in the year 25-26 came from these two segments.
Okay, and that is going to go significantly up, I would say, from the contribution.
We're looking at a 300 to 400% increase this year. Yes.
Okay. And the margins on these are far better than the aerospace and defense, if I'm correct.
I would say it would be in the same lines, between 17 and 22.
It'll be the same. Okay.
Yeah.
And on the MRO side, you said that the scale-up is going to happen in a very short time. We're going to see a good ramp-up. Any sort of guidance on how much contribution do you see coming in from MRO, maybe from FY28, 29, that could kind of significantly increase our margin outlook going forward?
Again, I will leave that for Santil. Santil, if you mind taking that up, please.
Sure, sure. Yeah, thank you for the question. This is Santil, I'm the CEO for Rossel. I made a comment earlier. We do have the certification. We received that a few months ago. We're very proud of that. Right now, we're in the process of building the foundation of, you know, letting all our existing customers know that we now have a service of MRO also. And we're also marketing that with outside customers. I referred that as the organic and inorganic growth. And so right now, we are very excited that we are getting a lot of interest both from our existing and new customers globally, right? Not only in India, but also in the U.S. So we'll work through that. We are pretty, you know, excited about this journey, and you'll see some pickup on revenue in the coming quarters.
And just to add on what Santil said, it's not only the MRO we're looking at. Like I mentioned earlier today, Rossel is nearly on every military platform that comes out of the U.S. The idea is to increase our content on each platform from wire harnessing panels and move up the value chain. So we have a very robust plan of how we're going to do that. And the idea is to do that 2 years down the line in the year 28, where we invest to, you know, do a lot more for our current customers, our current platforms, where we're going to be supplying X into 3 or X into 5 moving forward.
That is great. Also, the order book of 715 crore, any sort of split you would provide me on what portion of it comes from the space and semicon side?
Yeah, so I mean, just to rephrase, we have strategic agreements for 3,000 crores and confirmed POs for 715. Orders are placed on a strategic agreements also on a yearly basis. Strategic agreements are more on the aerospace and defense side, and out of the 715 confirmed POs, I mean, I hope I'm not wrong with my numbers. Please correct me, Santhi, if I'm wrong, but I would say approximately 50-50 with the aerospace and defense and non-aerospace and defense.
Okay. And on the QIP, you said that we'll be raising some funds. Any sort of color on when this would be happening? What sort of funds are we raising? Any quantum on that? And also, where are we going to be using it? Like a new facility, are we putting it up? A new market we're going to enter?
You see, we're making all our efforts for the QIP. Obviously, from our mind, we want the right investor to come in as well. So obviously, we're targeting to get the right investors. That's the idea basically for the QIP. Where the money is being used, it's going to be primarily used for our infrastructure, you know, capacity expansion. We're expanding our facility footprint, we're adding infrastructure, we're scaling our production capabilities, and we're preparing ourselves for larger platforms. So that's one of the areas where money is going to be used. Second is operation infrastructure. As we scale, we need better systems, quality infrastructure, planning capability, supply chain capability, testing infrastructures. So we are industrializing ourselves much more. So that's, again, where money is going to be used. And the third area is working capital for scale. You know, for the aerospace ramp-ups we're seeing, for the semiconductor growth we're seeing, for long lead inventory. So it's going to be primarily used in these three areas, capacity expansion, operational infrastructure, and working capital.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that is from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Anirudh Singhi from Dalal & Poacha. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. So just a clarification, when we say 3,000 crores of strategic contracts, is that over and above the order book? Like, does that go to revenue over and above the order book?
Yes, that's over and above, correct.
All right. And what is the typical size of an order that we receive? Like recently we received a repeat order. What is the typical range of the order size?
It again completely depends. We're on nearly every platform, so it completely depends on the platform and the customer. So it's difficult for me to answer that question.
Okay. So 3,700 crores of visible revenue is what we have right now. That's the
no, we have visible revenue because of our strategic agreements as well. We have 3,000 crores of strategic agreements, and how the aerospace and defense landscape normally works.
6 to 12 months before delivery, POs are placed against the strategic agreement. So you have a very clear outlook for the next 3 years at least of where we're heading as an organization.
All right. And just a request, if we could come visit you and see the factory, that would be very helpful.
Yeah, sure. We can definitely plan that. I will tell Krishna to take that forward, and you can be in touch with Krishna for that.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mithun Messi from MMM Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. I wanted to know about the geography splits in terms of revenue. How much is coming from exports and predominantly how much is from North America, if at all we have any other geographies provided?
Yeah, sure. So today we're dealing in multiple geographies. We're not only dealing in the US, but we deal a lot with Europe, we're dealing with Israel, and we started dealing a lot with India as well. The question was the revenue split. Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Yeah, the revenue split, as in terms of geography, especially exports.
So I would say 98% of our revenue is all exported. So we're still very export focused. So 98% of our revenue is all export.
And the region.
And within that, around
90% to North America, and we have diversified into Southeast, Middle East, and we're looking to expand more on these numbers of Southeast and Middle East in the coming year, also in the region.
Great. My second question would be in terms of the low orbit satellites which we had initially with Blue Origin. So are we getting any scale-up orders over there or we are not getting any orders in the low orbit origin satellite? And I'm trying to understand how it's...
Today we're not dealing with Blue Origin, we're dealing with Amazon for all our space requirements. So we're dealing with them now. The idea is to obviously expand our customer base on the space side as well, and looking at getting new contracts from different customers this financial year.
In terms of semiconductor, we are predominantly providing wiring harness, or are we providing anything more than wiring harness over there?
Wire harnesses. As of now, it's all wire harnesses.
Okay. The last question would be, sir, the quantum of amount which we are trying to raise in QIP would be around?
Look, QIP has to be done on the market cap of the company with the 5% up-down market share. So, we're looking at raising anywhere from 7 to 10%.
7 to 10%. Fair enough. Appreciate it, sir. Thank you. I got my answers here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ankur Gulati from Jan Capital. Please go ahead. Ankur, your line is unmuted. Thank you.
So, just a small question. Your transportation is seaborne or airlift, and whether you guys bill on FOB or CIF basis?
Sorry, could you repeat that? Something on transportation, I lost you. It's all being done by air right now. It's air freighted. Everything we supply is air freighted. Was that the question?
Yes, that's fine. And second, FOB basis or CIF? I mean, you pay for freight or the customer pays for freight?
No, the customer pays for it. Please correct me if I'm wrong, Santil Dina. The customer pays for it, right?
No, that is correct. Predominantly, all the shipment cost is paid by the customers.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. All the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ankush Mahajan from Sanctum Wealth. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity to ask me a question. So I joined later. Just try to understand, sir, if I see the year-on-year basis, the margins are on the lower side, EBITDA margins. So what was the reasons behind it? It's a one-time or recurring something? Or what is the guidance for FY27 for the margins?
So definitely there will be an improvement in our margins on EBITDA and our PBT in this financial year, which is 26-27. The reasons why margins were a bit lower in the year 25-26, as I mentioned earlier, Rafael is making a lot of investments in infrastructure, in training, in tooling, in people, in processes. We're doing a lot of qualifications right now with our new customers. That requires a lot of investment.
and the revenue comes in subsequent years once that product is qualified. So we're doing a lot of FAIs, which are first starting inspections, where the time taken and the effort and the cost taken to qualify that component is much higher in the initial days, and once qualified, we'll see much better margins moving forward. Because we're doing a lot of automation for our non-defense customers, so our profit margins will be much higher moving forward.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That was the last question for today. I now hand the conference back to Mr. Rishabh Mohan Gupta for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
We would like to thank everyone for joining. Rusel is on a very good growth trajectory. We've been able to build the confidence of all our customers. We are a very reputable company. We deal with the best of the best globally. And we're very well positioned and to grab the scale that we foresee. And we're very excited about the future. And sky is the limit. So thank you all for all your support these years. And I look forward to your continued support moving forward. Thank you all very much.
Thank you very much, members of the management. On behalf of Rusel Texas Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us today. And you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.